You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. We're going to get back today to a couple more in-depth breakdowns of draft prospects, guys who could be there for the Pistons at number 12, which again is by far the most likely pick the Pistons will have. We started off by covering some fantasy guys who could be there one, two, or three if you want to go back a week or two in the episodes, look at those. But now we're in the mix of guys who have a solid chance of being there at 12. We already have gone through some who might not be there, but these two guys that I want to cover today, I think will be there at 12. And that's Justin Jackson from North Carolina and Luke Kennard from Duke. Let's start with Justin Jackson. Jackson is a junior small forward. I consider him kind of an antiquated process. One, he's a junior. You don't get a lot of that. He actually might be the oldest player drafted in the first round this year. Not for certain. Somebody older than him could jump him. I even think there's a chance he falls into the second round, maybe should. I'm not that high on him. The other reason I consider him an antiquated prospect, he works a lot from the mid-range. That's sort of the becoming the old-school area of the court. Now it's all about three-pointers getting to the rim for good reason. And so let's start with Jackson as a mid-range player. It's not that he works from the mid-range that worries me. You can shoot from the mid-range. If you shoot efficiently from mid-range, it's fine. If you can mix that in with shooting threes and getting to the rim, that's fine. That's all good. But what worries me about Jackson is that he shoots from the mid-range because he's not quick enough to get separation on the perimeter or strong enough to get looks inside. He's just basically stuck in the mid-range because that's the only spot he can get to. And good for him for turning it into a weapon with floaters and some off-balance shots, and he does some nice things there. But if he's not strong enough to really get to his spots or quick enough to get to his spots in college as a junior, I don't think he can do it in the NBA. That concerns me. So could he adjust? He improved in his three-point shooting this year. This was his first really good year as a three-point shooter. He made 37% of his threes. He shot at high volume. But he's always been a middling free-throw shooter. His stroke, it looks fine, but not something where you're like, yeah, that's a lights-out shooter where you're real excited about it. So I'm not sure he can translate as a shooter. If he's getting pushed around a little bit, he's not the strongest. Like, I'm not sure about him as a rebounder, as a defender at the next level. Like, these are pretty big question marks for somebody a lot of people really like as a lottery pick. I know I'm more down on him than average, but he's somebody with a wide spread of people really like him, and people are kind of down on him. And the people who really like him, they really like him. Like, they think he belongs in the lottery, and they just see how good he was in college. But I'm suspicious because of his age. He's a 22-year-old junior. And the fact that he couldn't really assert himself more in college, that concerns me. Because that's what I'm looking for. There's a curve, right? It's not that I'm eliminating seniors or even juniors. It's that there's a curve. The older you are, the better you need to be. If you're much older than your competition, you need to look much older than your competition. He didn't. He just sort of played within his limitations. And he played within his limitations very well. I think that's a very important skill. But there were a lot of limitations. So give him all the credit for this mid-range craftiness where he sort of developed this game that he didn't have. He made shots from areas where players aren't used to defending. Like, that's good. But I think it's masked some bigger problems with him. That's my hunch. So I'm not that big on him. I have not built my top 12 draft board. I cannot imagine he would be in the top 12. Like, I can't imagine that there aren't 12 players I'd rather have in this draft. So he's probably not somebody the Pistons, if I were in charge, would have to draft, but he might be somebody they like. You know, he could come in, make more of an immediate impact because of his age, because he has this ready skill where he can make shots from this in-between range. If the Pistons like Stanley Johnson more at shooting guard, you know, they could slide him there. I don't advise that. They already play him at shooting guard way more than I would ever, but they seem to like that. And so they could, you know, have Justin Jackson come in, take some spot minutes at small forward, and I don't think he'd be in the rotation from day one, but he could be somebody they use in a pinch, depending on game flow, depending on fouls, depending on injuries. Like, he could be somebody who's, like, regularly used in a pinch, kind of a long reliever equivalent. All right, let's move on to Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard had the season at Duke, essentially, that Grayson Allen was supposed to have. He expanded his game from being just a shooter into having more all-around skills. Now, he's also somebody with a fairly wide draft range, where you're talking maybe the upside around where the Pistons are likely to pick, the downside potentially into the second round also. I like Kennard a little more than Jackson. Part of that is age, but I see a little bit more of a path to being an NBA player with his diversified skill set. He's a good shooter. He made 44% of his three-pointers last year. However, he was a sophomore last year. However, as a freshman, it was just 32%. And so you balance those out. You know, it's not just what he did most recently. We want to look at a larger sample. And it's not quite as encouraging. He's been a good free throw shooter. His stroke looks good. He had a good reputation as a shooter coming into college. Like, when he shot 32% as a freshman, people were wondering, how did that happen? So I do have a good amount of faith in him as a shooter. I like to see the improvements he made. I think they're good. He's 6'5", so he can see over everybody. So he uses that. He uses improved ball handling in a way to set up for himself, for his teammates. Just much better court vision, and that's nice to have as a guard. The Pistons don't really have that in an off guard. I don't know if Kennard's going to come in and become a point guard in the NBA. That'd be a tough transition for him, but he could maybe be some type of combo guard that the Pistons don't have. Like, I'm assuming they're going to keep Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. KCP, as good as he is, he's not at all a distributor. That's his weakness. He can't really be that secondary playmaker. He's improved at that, from it being just like not at all part of his game to like, oh, he's very limited. Kennard could come in, get some minutes in those situations where you want a secondary ball handler. I don't really trust Stanley Johnson with that. I'm not sure if Kennard's going to be able to do it from day one better than Stanley Johnson, but I think Kennard is just a little bit more, plays a little bit better pace for that. Stanley Johnson is often trying to push it, trying to go too fast, being too aggressive, which is, you know, I think speaks to a higher upside. Is when he's playing forward, I appreciate that a little more, but when the ball's in his hands, it's just a little too sloppy. I think Kennard plays with a better pace for being that secondary playmaker, for somebody who might not be able to do that reliably at the NBA level right away, but something he could develop into. But there are some major questions with him as far as his athleticism. Is he fast enough? Is he long enough? Can he defend? And we'll get some more info from him out of the combine. But so far, not so good. His wingspan was just 6'5". You know, with his lack of speed, I'm just not sure that's going to be enough length to cover to rely on him defensively. You know, if the Pistons need to add a player like that, like, they could be okay. Eventually, they'll need Andre Drummond to become a much better backline defender anyway. So you can start to build around that, because that's going to be important to the growth regardless. But ideally, you'd add somebody on the perimeter who could defend a little better too. You don't want to be picking either or. You don't want to either have KCP's defense or Kennard's ability to be a secondary playmaker. Both could be good shooters, but as far as defense versus playmaking, like, you want somebody who's a complete package ideally. And if you're picking at 12, I don't think that's early enough to bank on Kennard, but we'll still get some more info. Maybe he tests athletically better than expected. So those are the two guys out of college from North Carolina we have our eye on today. We'll keep our eye on the combine over the rest of the weekend, how that goes. We'll be back on Monday. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is David Locke, founder of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in to your favorite Locked On podcast. We have something really special going on here. We are the only daily local podcast format in the country, and we are one of the only places for local companies to be able to advertise on a podcast serving the fans the listeners that want your product locally. No other podcast network does this for you. And that's why we want you to advertise right here on your favorite Locked On podcast. Our audience is 98% male. It's about 77% between the ages of 25 and 54, and also 77% between 18 and 44. So you're hitting the core demographic. If your company wants men 25 to 54 or 18 to 44, then you should advertise right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'd love to have you. Our rates are reasonable. It's all based on the amount of listens. So you can email me, David Locke, at dlock09@gmail.com, or contact your host. We'd love to have you aboard, joining in with the great success that we're having on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.